And Tim, it's always good to be with you.
All right. You run against Kelly Loeffler. You run against Raphael Warnock. That's one thing. What's it like to now be running against Herschel Walker?
Well, I mean, look, Herschel's entitled to vote. I saw him just the other day. In fact, he and I took selfies together. He and I are still friends. And, you know, look, at this race, it's just become pretty simple. I mean, people can spend a lot of money in a race, but they have to be authentic. They have to connect with voters. And that's what we're doing. So at the end of, you know, this time next week, we'll come into an election. We're looking forward to it. And then it's going to be down to two. We believe that's going to be Raphael Warnock, myself. And then we get to spend Georgia. November, December in Georgia, getting up to the runoff on January 5th.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point, Congressman Collins, because you've put Herschel Walker, well, he doesn't live in Georgia now, but if he did, you would have put him in the same position, frankly, you've put me and a lot of folks who tend to vote on the right and vote Republican. You've put us in a position where, on the one hand, I'm good either way. I feel like I get a conservative senator either way. On the other hand, I have to choose between what I would see as two good candidates. I can argue that's a good place to be, but at the end of the day, it still puts me in a difficult position. You must be hearing a lot of that from folks.
Well, not really anymore. I mean, it's early on, there was just discussion about it. But remember, this is, the governor chose to put us in a position of having a primary in November. This should have happened in June. And just like we always do, we have, you know, folks who offer for office on the Republican Party, Democrat Party, and you find a candidate and you go into November. But this was put upon us because of the way the appointment process went. And at the end of the day, I think it's a battle of choices. It's a matter of choice of someone who's actually myself, who actually has a record, a proven record of doing something and been there in the last few years that actually makes a difference, especially when you look ahead to knowing that we're going to have a long race with a Democrat in this race, that you can actually say, here's why the conservative choice matters and why, you know, someone who's stood up to it for 2 years. You know, I'm used to being attacked from the left. I'm used to being in front of the camera. I'm used to being in front of you know, making the case between conservative and liberal. That's why we believe that we're the better choice in this. And why it'll actually take it. Most people right now are coming around and saying, Doug, we need you to continue that fight.
Congressman Doug Collins, Senate candidate Doug Collins. I don't spend a great deal of time on polls, although I will note this one, a new one from Landmark, Mark Roundtree and those folks in Atlanta. And it's one of the first in recent weeks to show you publicly leading. In fact, I'd 27-23 in terms of your position with Kelly Loeffler, Senator Loeffler, both of you trailing Raphael Warnock. But you're leading her in that important part of that contest, which Republican is going to be on that runoff ballot. And that's a reversal, frankly, from recent polling. What do you think happened there?
Well, I think it shows exactly what the AJC showed this morning as well. I mean, what it shows is what I think what people are seeing. Literally, Tim, we've watched it, you listened to it, we've talked about it. You know, there's an authenticity factor here. You can spend a lot of money. There's been $40 million spent by Senator Loeffler in this race, almost $40 million. But you also have to be authentic in what you believe. I've been coming on your show probably now for over almost 10, 11 years. I've not changed. I'm still the same person I was then. My conservative values, people have seen, they've watched. And the problem is when you're trying to be somebody you're not, and we've been pointing that out, I think that's beginning to resonate with people of Georgia. And they're resonating with voters. And so we're seeing that coming in to the election. We believe, you know, that we got one more week to convince people, but we feel really good about where we're at.
Now, you kind of make Herschel's point there. I said, I've been here 10, 11 years. Herschel Walker says some of y'all been there too long without much to show for it. And Kelly Loeffler, Senator Loeffler would say and does say, I'm the outsider. Doug Collins, she'd say, is by this point an insider.
Well, I wonder what she'd say about the governor who appointed her, who's been in office for the exact same amount of years on both the state level and federal level for me that I have. I wonder if she would wonder why she would accept an appointment from a career politician. You know, if you want to use that argument, which I don't think that's argument. That's about like saying, you know, Tim, you're a bad radio host because you've been doing it, you know, your entire career. I think what you got to do is you just got to look at the person, you got to look at the experience, and you got to see the one who's being, you know, frankly authentic. I mean, we've been before the voters many times, you know, and three times on the state level and now four on the federal level. And, you know, people have liked what they've seen. They like the results. They know what our office does. They know how we've taken up for Georgia. So I look at it as a simple sense of, you know, you want the best person on the field to play, just like we wanted Herschel in the backfield when he was playing for Georgia. You want somebody who actually can take care of Georgia in the United States Senate. And that's what we're going to do.
I want to ask you about something. I almost said it was something that's in the news. Candidly, much of the media ignoring this story, the Hunter Biden laptop, the emails, the association with his father, Joe Biden, the allegations anyway. I would say this goes beyond the level of allegation if these emails are authentic, and they seem to be, the business with China, Ukraine. What do you make of all this? Where might this be going?
Well, I think it's a real problem for Joe Biden, and the problem is the, you know, number one, just obfuscating, not trying to acknowledge it. But you have a real situation that is, we've talked about before. I've been working on this for several years. What bothers me is that we're finding out about a laptop that this FBI undoubtedly had last December while we were going through the impeachment process, where this was first being brought up about the Ukraine and Hunter and Joe. And now we're seeing a direct connection to a basically what looks like a family enterprise. I don't think this is speculation. I mean, it's been corroborated. It's been shown to be verified. I mean, the concern I have is what happens when he's vice president and seems to be, you know, having access sold for him. What's going to happen in, you know, what else could come out on Joe Biden? So, I mean, to run for president with this kind of stuff hanging over and not being able to answer those questions and the media ignoring it, basically, that's a concern.
Well, and as a member of the media and certainly an observer of it, it's just striking. They had no problem, some of these mainstream media types, did any kind of allegation against Judge Kavanaugh, any kind of allegation against the president or any member of his family, uncorroborated, didn't seem to matter. They'd run out there and run with that stuff.
Oh, exactly. Well, the concern here I have is, let's just look at also with social media, with tech, not only the media, but tech. I mean, they have no problem with the New York Times after however they obtained, you know, the New York Times obtained the tax returns for the president. They run those. Social media was fine with them putting that out there. But when the New York Post printed this article, they're still being banned by Twitter as disinformation. At a certain point in time, this is not reporting the news anymore. This is making the news. This is editing the news. And people need to be aware that this is not, I mean, think, how many times did people tell me early on when we were talking about Russia and we were talking about the stuff with Comey and Strzok and McKay, oh, you're just chasing rabbits. And then every time we started releasing transcripts, every time we started peeling back a layer of that onion, we found out that it was real. It was true. And, you know, the media just needs to do their job, report it, let people make their decision on what they want to do. But just not reporting it and slamming it the way you want it is just not acceptable.
Congressman Doug Collins, Senate candidate Doug Collins, today at UGA, 3 o'clock, Memorial Hall. And let me correct something here. I've been saying about the event this evening in Oconee County, a change in location. Typically, the Oconee County GOP meets at the Oconee County Chamber of Commerce headquarters. Will meet this evening at their actual party headquarters, those on Barber Creek Drive. It's about a half a mile from the QT there instead of the usual meeting place. So that note, and that's at 6:30 this evening. Congressman Doug Collins, 8 days out. Best of luck on this final week at the campaign trail. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Dan. Take care.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.